Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It's a delight to welcome my good colleague Lorenzo Fiore, reporting from the Italian peninsula in a time of summer vacations, resorts, everybody enjoying themselves, the American tourists all over Italy, and climate. But we begin by coming up to date on Lorenzo's travels. Last time we spoke, he was outside of Siena looking forward to the horse race that takes place every year, twice in the year, in the Piazza del Campo. And Lorenzo was in a balcony overlooking the race. These horses represent neighborhoods in Siena. And they go around three times and everybody cheers and is happy. And then they eat a lot of great food. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. It was a beautiful day. You sent me a photograph of you on the balcony. And everybody was in a great mood, a celebration for Siena. You've been to this before. Was this the best you've ever seen, or just is it always good like that? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. It was a very, very nice palio. Let me tell you that was very challenged by the contrada that we're running this time. And let me tell you, even the race was exciting because the horse that won the Contrada of Val di Montone was always ahead of all the other, but there was a lot of challenge by other Contrada. And let me tell you, the end of the palio was a fantastic happening with these crowds of Val di Montone that was awaiting of winning again the palio for the latest 14 or 15 years, if I remember. And by the way, even an important Italo-American VIP was attending the palio. Madonna was on a window of a building of a palace facing Il Campo, where the race takes place, just to celebrate her birthday in Siena. And she was delighted about what she saw on the palio and about Siena. Siena is beautiful. I think is one of the more fantastic town of Italy. It should be part of any trip of tourists coming to see our beauty in our country.
You're now in the Alps near St. Moritz, but in between that beautiful day last week for the race and today, I read that you've had a monsoon in the center north. That would be where you are. And the heat wave continues in the south. How many days did it rain? Is it raining now?
Well, you know that last week when we spoke, there was still a very hot wave of air hitting all Italy from the very north to the very south. And let me tell you, the north was suffering more than the south. The temperature went up more than 45 degrees in certain in inner land. Let me tell you that starting from the weekend, the weather changed, particularly for the north. North is now hit by monsoon rain. I was in Milan last Wednesday night, and let me tell you that the power of the rain that was dropping during the night was unbelievable. It is said that 1 degree of increase of temperature is bringing 8% of increase of rainfall. You know that Italy is surrounded by the Mediterranean Sea, so there is a lot of vapor, and this vapor, the moment that some fresh air come and to a certain extent undermine the high pressure, then we have such effect. So for the latest days, the north of Italy had a lot of rain, very much, but the south is still suffering hot weather. We expect that the weekend coming up will be also better in terms of temperature for the south of Italy.
Now we go to Sicily, because last week it was 120 degrees in Sicily, but this week Sicily's in the news. Lorenzo, you told me that when you were a student, everybody looked at the idea of building a bridge across the Straits of Messina. Now I read that the Giorgia Meloni government is presenting a plan to build. What do you make of it?
Well, let me tell you that this is a project that was started in 1969. That's why I did also some work when I was at university doing my study in engineering. Yes, it's the Giorgia Bridge, or let me say it's also the Salvini Bridge. You know that Salvini is the leader of Liga, one of the parties that support the Giorgia Meloni government, and he is right now the Minister of Infrastructure. It's an unbelievable masterpiece of engineering that should start at the end of this year, and it should be completed in 7 years. I am pretty doubtful that they can complete in 7 years such a masterpiece. Just to give you some number, we are talking about a bridge that has a span of 3.3 kilometers. It is supported by two towers that have an height of 400 meters. Two cables will support the scaffold that will be 60 meters large. And let me tell you, the diameter of the load-bearing cables will be something like 1.2, 1.3 meters. So it's an engineering masterpiece. I think it will be the longest bridge with one span only, connecting Sicily and the rest of the peninsula. It is expected that this will bring an increase of internal gross product, which is estimated, but these are estimation that leaves the time around 24 billion euro in the next 10 years. And the cost, which is an important element, is 13.5 billion euro. But only 40% of this 13.5 billion euro will be to build a bridge, because the remaining 60% will be to build other infrastructure that are around the bridge. Clearly, there is an important element, the safety of this bridge, because that area is pretty seismic, but the bridge has been designed in order to withstand a seismic event up to 7.5 Richter scale earthquake. And also the wind is another critical element, but the bridge can support wind up to 270 kilometers per hour, which is more or less 50% more than the maximum wind speed recorded on the Messina Strait.
Is it a popular idea? Are the newspapers celebrating the idea? We have about a minute.
Well, it is, in my opinion, a very good thing for Italy, for the economy, to connect Sicily to the rest of the peninsula. Of course, the opposition, and particularly the party that are more related to the green policy, are totally against. They are always against something that can bring innovation. In my opinion, we need such infrastructure. We need to develop also Sicily, and not to consider that island always something that is back with respect to the rest of Italy.
Lorenzo Fiore, you're in the Alps right now. Is it raining where you are?
No, there is sunshine. Fortunately, wonderful. After 3 days of rain, we have some sunshine, but temperature are pretty chilly. But I like, because I can ride my bicycle without suffering too much. Beautiful area, close to the Dolomites. We are on the part of Alps called Retiche, the Retic Alp.
Lorenzo Fiore from the Alps.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.